Hi, my name is Andrew Hall, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Diagnostics team. In this video, I'm going to show you improvements that we have made to the code analysis experience in Visual Studio 2013. These include the ability to sort results in the code analysis window, categorization of results, and the ability to control whether the window always shows or not when code analysis is enabled as part of the build. I have a solution with one .NET project and one C++ project that I'm going to begin by running code analysis on. When the results come back, I'm going to see that the code analysis window mixes results from both the .NET project and the C++ project. The first improvement that we've added into Visual Studio 2013 is the ability to sort the results. I can sort by rule ID, by rule name, by file path, by file name, by line number, by category, or I can reset back to the default sort order. The second improvement that we've added to Visual Studio 2013 is the categorization of warnings. One of the pieces of feedback that we heard is when there's a large number of warnings, you want help deciding what to focus on first. So if I go to the second dropdown over here in the code analysis window that says all categories, I can see the categories of warnings that have fired. So I can filter by these. In this case, I'm going to begin by focusing on just the memory safety rules. So I'm going to uncheck all categories and choose the memory safety rules. See that I only have two of these, so I can focus on these first, and I can choose what order I want to focus on results in. So if I want to deal with the warning classes that I think are most important first, I can go ahead and fix other issues such as globalization issues or design things later in my development cycle. The final improvement that we've added to Visual Studio 2013 code analysis experience is the ability to not show the window every time code analysis occurs when you build. So I'm going to go ahead and close the window here with the default settings, and I'm going to rebuild my solution. As the rebuild occurs, I can see that the code analysis window comes to the front. But I don't necessarily always want the code analysis window to come to the front, so I'm going to go up to the settings dropdown, and I'm going to uncheck the option to show window when code analysis issues are detected. I'm going to close the window, and I'm going to do a rebuild of my solution. I can see that code analysis indeed is running, and that it completed, but my code analysis window didn't come to the front. This gives me the flexibility to enable code analysis on build, but not always have the window show on my face. I can choose when to go look at the results that are occurring as part of that. Even with that setting enabled, if I do an explicit run code analysis on solution run, I will see that the code analysis window will come to the front because I explicitly asked for code analysis to occur. In this video, we covered the improvements to the code analysis experience added in Visual Studio 2013, including the ability to sort results, categorization of results, and the ability to control whether the window always shows on build.